in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I tried to wait it out for Caleb to walk through the door.
Brilliant. Brilliant move on your part.
To wait, but Caleb's not coming.
Well, to not change the banner of the show, it's just talking sports with Randy Harris.
And that's what it'll always be.
Because there's no need to go into edit because Caleb is not here.
Yeah, Caleb's moved on.
And it's just you and I. Like, it's like if I rearrange the alphabet.
I got to find somebody.
If I rearrange the alphabet, Randy, I would put you and I together, just like we are right now on this radio show.
I wouldn't. So for those living under a rock who don't know, Caleb Beninat signed with the New York Jets. So I'm now a Jets fan.
How are you?
I'm a Bengals fan. Well, no, I'm really not. I'm a fan of Caleb playing for the Jets.
Okay.
I'm a fan of Alex playing for the Bengals. I've always been a closet Raider fan. But the Raiders aren't the Raiders that they used to be.
Yeah.
You know, I want the skull and crossbones, the elbows to the faces, that kind of stuff. That's the Raiders I like.
The Romanowskis. Like.
The Romanowskis. It's like you saw my notes.
No, I can't read that.
Well, I know that you don't prep.
I don't know words. Like, you called me out on Facebook yesterday. Like, people need to learn how to read. And
well, that wasn't you. That was your buddy, who happens to be around the corner. And it's ironic because I've complained about this, and now I'm going to complain on the flip side.
So that's contradiction.
I am going to contradict my own complaint.
Okay.
So I don't know if this is true, but I saw on the Book of Face, and then Dwight Smith agreed with this. Okay. Allegedly, TB12 does not allow players to sign a TB12 jersey.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Dwight Smith's like, oh, I get it. I wouldn't let anybody sign it either. Well, I love Dwight to death, but if Dwight went to a teammate and said, don't sign my jersey, I'm not sure it's going to have the same effect as Tom Brady telling, okay. By the way, Dwight threw out the first pitch in Detroit against the Rays on Sunday. Video is...
He wasn't an offensive guy, was he?
No, he was a defensive.
Yeah, you can't throw out the pitch.
Why not?
That's offensive.
No, you're being offensive saying, all right. So I've said it's ridiculous because, first of all, you're not going to sign the jersey, TB12. So if some kid wants to get something signed, you know, you do it on the back of the jersey or whatever. I happened to get an email from, I think it's Pristine, where we recently got a cowboy helmet for Mickey D of the Scorpions.
Okay.
This is a game. Please explain this to me. It's a game used San Francisco 49er helmet of Bill Romanowski.
Okay.
So let me, because I know you're slow. It is Bill Romanowski's game-used helmet, autographed by Joe Montana.
Okay.
You're okay with that? Stupid.
Well, I mean, look, people have signed all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, I had a baseball glove that was signed by Don Mattingly, who came from Evansville, Indiana, obviously. And across the street from where I grew up is the Studwells, where number 55, all linebacker, all pro from the Minnesota Vikings. And I didn't have a football, but I wanted to get the autograph. So he signed my baseball glove. So an autograph's an autograph. No matter what it is. You ever seen crazy things that somebody signed?
Yes.
What's the craziest thing you've seen autographed as far as memorabilia?
Nora, I don't remember Nora's last name, had her arm. Is that what is this?
Sleeve?
No, well, it's her arm. It's her
bicep.
Skin. Is that the bicep there?
Well, it depends on if it's in the front of the bicep or the back of the tricep.
Okay, who knows? She had that signed by football players and then would go to the tattoo place and have the tattoo put on.
Oh, what?
Yeah, she had a row. Started at the top with Michael Pittman. And me being me, I would make fun of her at the show. I'm like,
she deserves it.
This has got to be one of the most ridiculous. So the player that was sitting there, and BJ Askew was one of them, who was a friend of Pitt's. BJ goes, well, let me see it. And so Nora would walk up. She'd pull up her sleeve, and it would have like two players there. It was Pitt, and then I think it was Adam Hayward, who's Mike's buddy. So BJ's like, and where's mine? So then she put his.
Okay.
So then she has like a whole row of signatures.
I've seen exes do that. I mean, I've seen like, you know, like Britney Undertaker. And like, you know, crossing them out. But so BJ Askew, is he related to Ben Askew?
Who or fought, BJ Upton?
Well, Ben Askew, who fought in the Triller and got, you know, knocked out by Jake Paul.
Askew fought?
Well, no, but didn't,
yeah,
didn't he, Michael Buffer called him Ben Askew?
Yeah. Thought it was in
the main event. Right. In the main event, he called him by the wrong last name.
I did forget kind of an emotional time because my favorite co-host of all time. No, she's not. She's one of my two favorite. Kate and Leslie would be my two favorite co-hosts of all time.
Okay.
And Leslie.
Female co-host of all time. No. You got to segregate them. Like, no. Be like, you're my favorite female co-host that I've ever had.
Ironically, because I do have a complaint. about a female thing, and we're going to bring that up. So my favorite person, Leslie Lacey, lost her favorite person, was it a day before yesterday, in the passing of Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah.
She'd been, you know, sick and obviously fighting cancer for a long, long time. So I feel for Leslie. Leslie went on the meet and greet. I don't know if you saw the photo that I reposted on the Book of Face. Paid lots of money to go to the meet and greet with John Travolta and the Olivia Newton-John. And just she's a big fan of Olivia. So
what's your limit for spending money on a meet and greet?
$20.
No matter who it is?
You know, it's kind of like with the house. And everybody's asking, well, what's your bottom line? I don't know what that is. Because if I give you, and I told this Putz this the other day, $25. Does that mean I'm going to turn down $24? $24.50?
Right.
I don't know, and I'm not going to negotiate against myself. I would say first and foremost, that person would have to be Rocky Balboa.
That person doesn't exist.
That's who I would pay for. Not necessarily Stallone. But see, if you go with Stallone, you get John Rambo and Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, but when you say, like, you know, Rocky, you end up, it's like telling people you own a bunch of hotels and it's just because you have Monopoly.
Or your name's Paris.
Why?
Paris Hilton.
Oh, yeah.
Who's now doing Hilton commercials.
Yeah, she's like, put that in my extra room.
Right. Like, what? You know, so I don't know. There's been a couple times that I was so cheap on certain things, and I regret. Not many. Not going in the Louvre as much as it would have bored the hell out of me. I probably should have gone into the Louvre.
I got a $20 Donald Trump vault ticket available if you want to go down in the basement and Mar-a-Lago.
I don't even know what that means.
Behind a padlock.
No.
Well, they just rated as compact. But I'm selling vault ticket tours.
I jumped in the ring to get that photo with Donald Trump, so I don't need to necessarily pay for a meet and greet. He didn't have, you know, the security. Well, obviously he didn't have it the other night either. I don't know if there's anybody that I would be willing to pay for a meet and greet that would, the life that I've lived has been, I don't know what word I'm supposed to use here.
Spectacular.
Spectacular. You know,
fortunate. You've met all these people through your job.
Fortunate, right.
So you've been able to get to know them on a personal basis where you don't see them from celebrity.
Well, no, I still see them on a, come on, Ric Flair is a celebrity. Steve reposted that photo when the boat came and Rick's, we were all there. We still need to talk about that match, which was awful and awesome at the same time.
It was a year ago. It was on a
today.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I think it was a year ago today.
Can we change that to official Wednesday as Wednesday?
No, because I don't think it was a Wednesday that this day was.
You said a year ago.
Wow.
Today's Wednesday.
I know, but the date, Knuckle.
Oh, I gotcha.
So,
because Bon Jovi Friday is like every day if you're Bon Jovi.
Every day is Friday for Bon Jovi.
I know. That's why we need Wednesday.
He's still working at his restaurant.
Did
you see that? Yeah. It's basically you come in and it's for the needy per se, and you pay what you can. Oh. And if you can't pay, it's cool. And there was a video, and sometimes even I question, come on. he's back there doing the dishes.
Oh, it's like me.
You don't do
the
dishes.
Joey and I are the same.
I've never seen you do a dish.
I make the food. I'm the master. I'm the creator of
What does that have to do with washing the pigeons?
What kind of food do they do? Do they do pizza?
It's soul food, I believe.
Oh, my God. I don't know how to cook.
So back to your original question, and then I'm going to turn your volume off just because you're boring the hell out of me.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you are. I've been fortunate enough to meet so many cool people. If I had never met Ric Flair, Ric Flair might be on that list.
Above Dusty Rhodes?
I've met Dusty Rhodes.
The American Dream? How are you going to put Rick above the American Dream? That's your guy. That's your dude.
Well, who I always enjoyed watching, and I enjoyed watching them both, don't get me wrong, it would be difficult. But I have met them both. I have done charity events with them both. And while doing a different charity event, I became became good friends with, and I always enjoyed this guy too, but not to the same level. But because he's one of the most down-to-earth superstars that I've ever met in Diamond Dallas Page, he may even be above Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes in that list.
You have monkeypox. What's wrong with you? There's something wrong with you. That's, you can't put the Diamond Dallas Page above either one of those guys.
Okay, hold on a second, because you're an idiot. So I have to draw pictures with crayons for you. You didn't ask who is better. You didn't ask who has the biggest legacy. You said who would you?
Oh yeah, it's your opinion.
It's your opinion.
But I don't agree.
I'm the
with
only
it.
One that yeah. disagrees with your opinions, and that you're not allowed to have them. But all three were super cool. But I've never met a cooler guy than Paige. DDP was awesome. When he came to this charity event that we did with Kevin Carter, and one of my favorite bands now is called Generation Radio.
Huh.
Well, that's your ringtone. I get Natalie to do the ringtone. It's Generation Radio, which is Jay DeMarcus from Rascal Flatts.
Uh-huh.
It's Jason Scheff, who was the lead singer for Chicago Forever. And all their songs that Jason's singing on sounds like it's Chicago. It should. It's the voice. And I believe a drummer, from Journey. But we brought Paige to that. And the hit that he made, and then he called me about 2:30 in the morning. I'm sound asleep in the room to thank me for bringing him to this event. Guy's just a good guy, good dude. But you didn't say which one is the bigger legend. I mean, obviously, even Rick is a bigger legend than Dusty. But getting to meet Virgil Runnels was super cool. So it's hard for you for me to really realistically answer this question, because I have met anybody that's probably on that list.
Well, going back to your last statement, why do bands not name themselves after the city that they're in anymore? Like, there's no more Boston's and Chicago's. Well,
first of all, there can only be one.
Because Steve, he started a band, the Homosassa Harmonies.
Well, I would use a different name. if you were in it, I would use it a different name. The Homosassa. No longer being able to broadcast this show.
But why did the band stop naming where they're from?
Well, first of all, there hasn't been that many.
Well, yeah, Chicago.
Okay, good. Chicago, Boston.
And then REO Speedwagon, that's in a car. That's a truck.
What does that have to do with where you're from?
Well, some people live in their cars.
Before we go to this break, I just need to say something that is very near and dear to me. You are an idiot. All right, let's go hit a break. Coming to you live from this dump of a restaurant.
Hey, Bon Jovi's washing dishes in the
this
back.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Sorry, Bob.
I'll be back. I'm not sure about this call.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This black tie gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, Monkey Boy.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Diamond Dallas Page is going to make you feel the bang.
That's the guy. That's the guy that created Monkeypox. Did you hear him? Like, Monkey Boy. And now kids are getting Monkeypox. There's like cases all over.
That's my guy. All right, so there's a lot of stuff that I still want to talk about.
Okay.
We need to talk about... UFC last weekend, UFC this weekend. We'll touch base on all that.
Okay.
And I should have probably started. But since you stupidly said that I need to separate male co-hosts from female co-hosts.
Yes.
It's kind of like pound for pound. You know, a female can be on the all pound for pound list.
Dr. Shenko probably has a fight, you know, a claim to that. Being the pound for pound best.
And I'm sure Amanda does as well.
Amanda.
But
maybe Rose Yamanudas?
Yeah, probably not.
No?
No.
Really? She went and got
the top of the pound?
Why not?
Because I would say Amanda because of how dominating. Shashenko because of how dominating.
But
Stutter much?
What's her name?
Rose?
Yeah, Rose. I mean, she just, when she got her title back, first woman to ever lose her title. Then go back and defend and get it back.
So in your eyes, does that make her a champion because she lost it and got it back again?
Correct, because you're not a champion.
The chucklehead.
You're not a champion until you
lose it and get it back?
Yeah, that's correct.
You're an idiot. So we will touch base.
Amanda's a champion now. As well.
We will, who lost it and got it back. So we're going to touch base on everything that happened last week. Little weirdness happened last night as well. But I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Since Caleb's not here, I have to carry the whole show now.
No, okay. You're not that strong. Your shoulders are too low.
We are going to be making an announcement here in the next week or two on a brand new show that's coming.
Hey, can I be a part of it?
No. Oh. It'll be a Tuesday nighter. It could be a Tuesday afternooner. It's going to be on a Tuesday.
I'm free Tuesday afternoons.
From what time to what time?
What time are you available?
No, what
you got?
What time
you going to be available? You show me yours, I'll show me yours.
All right, so this has always bothered me, and now a new storyline in WWE,
okay,
is, I don't know her name, Rita Rhea or something like that, a very large, tall, wears black leather, all that kind of stuff,
okay,
has been assaulting a male wrestler. Who's the little Mexican that wears the mask? Mysterio. Rey Mysterio.
Okay, yeah.
So Rey Mysterio's son, Dominic, has been getting attacked by this Rhea.
Okay.
Okay. I want your thoughts on that.
Is it part of the script?
It is part of the script.
So they're promoting, like, assault.
Yeah. Well, that's all. WWE is assault.
Right. That's what they built the whole brand on.
Right.
You know, like these
attacks
and like sucker punches
and stuff. Yeah. So I've always said that I have a problem when you put the two together, the males and females, because of the world and because even more so the world of today. And I'm going to probably say something that's going to get me, well, definitely in trouble.
Okay.
Hopefully it won't end the show. But if a female punches me in the face, it's going to be hard for me not to punch her back.
But if that female's Amanda Nunez, you might not wake up.
Well, I understand that. So, you know, in the public, in the eye, and everything that you know, that we're, you know, I would never punch a female. But
again.
But here with this whole storyline, so what is Dominic supposed to do? Now, again, it's scripted. I get it. But now go into the real world.
Well, the question is, she's that big, and I've never seen this woman you speak of.
I would put her on the same line as, who was the seventh wonder of the world?
Andre the Giant?
No, the female.
Oh, the eighth.
I can't remember her name. With X-Pac.
I don't watch wrestling.
This was back in the day. Okay.
China.
So you do know. China. You know who's named after a country, not a city or state, so.
Well, yeah.
It's not Boston or Chicago.
That's true. China. Right, I would be like South America.
All right, so you know, China, you know, used to do it as well,
but I don't know. I mean, I think the question is, can he do anything about it? Like in real life, would she win in a real fight? Is she that big, that dominant? Like, you know, would
that's
Mysterio
not the point.
Get his ass?
That's not the point. The point is,
well, they always promote things that are like controversial unreal to like real life. That's what makes it so great, is it's fantasy. So, you know, I don't have a problem with it.
That might be your fantasy, to get beat up by a woman, but you know, to promote it on a regular basis, I kind of have a problem with it. You know, because men should never hit a woman. But if a woman
never hits a man with a chair either, or a ladder, or throw him off a cage, like, you know, Mankind.
You know, I got to be honest. I have thought about you in the past of attacking you with a chair and a ladder.
Yeah, but then you'll get choke slammed like the Undertaker.
By who?
By me.
Not if I take that chair and hit you upside the head with it.
You're going to need DDP to straighten you back out.
Well, and that's possible as well.
Rebecca, so your wrestling name could be Scoliosis.
It just was a storyline that has bothered me. I want to throw it out there. Luckily, Steve will have this up on the YouTube channel, which is blowing up, by the way.
Yeah, 40,000 views on how many views you got?
Knockout Space Radio.
How many on my YouTube? On my twirl?
All right, first of all, it's not good radio to talk to someone who doesn't have a headset and a mic.
Well,
okay, so if you want to ask a question, that's fine. But if the person doesn't have a mic and a headset, then you have to answer your own question.
It's true, but it is on Facebook Live.
What is that?
I mean, we got an audience on live stream. We're like Twitch.
All right. So if this is a live stream, I'm looking for a new co-host. Please hit me up. We need to get rid of this clown as soon as possible.
We apply if you're a female with red hair from the ages of 20 to 21.
What are you doing?
We're segregating. You have to have color of hair,
nah.
Age, gender. We're going to separate them all.
I would say anyone that's more talented than you, but that would be everyone.
It's like a YouTube filter. We're going to just filter them down until we find the right candidate.
I truly wish you had a filter.
Indeed, you do.
When we come back, I want to address last night first. We'll go back in time. We'll talk about last night's Dana White contender series. Kind of interesting what happened. And I know you're not aware, which
I'm
makes
not
this
aware.
Even better. So we'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for our 19th annual Tuxes and Tails. This black tie gala will be hosted at the Tampa Convention Center on October 8th from 5:30 p.m. till midnight and will feature adoptable pets, a silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, an after party with cigars and dancing along the Riverwalk, and much more. Tickets and sponsorship are still available at www.tuxestailstampa.com. Come show your support for homeless animals in Tampa Bay while you dine and dance all night.
I'm Kevin Hazlett. As a prosecutor, I faced down human traffickers and drug cartels. I was threatened, even followed. But you can't seek justice if you're looking over your shoulder. In Congress, I won't be intimidated by the left or open border Republicans. The Washington cartel wants amnesty. I'll say no. They do nothing as fentanyl floods our streets. I'll fight to finish the wall. The cartels won't like this ad. I'm Kevin Hazlett, and that's why I approved it.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Phyllis Proctor listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
What band is that? That band sounds familiar.
I don't know. Who was it?
Oh, you're talking to Randy Harris?
Talking Sports.
Oh, with
me.
Harris.
With me. All right. So
we, zone coming out of the break.
Before we move on, I was talking about, the women portion. Roadhouse is being remade.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how. Greatest actor of all time.
Patrick Swayze?
No. Conor McGregor.
Ronda Rousey was supposed to be that part.
What?
And that goes back, the bad guy, the guy that Conor is going to play.
You can't have Ronda Rousey. No.
I agree.
No.
For the same reason that I disagree with the Rhea Dominic thing. Because she can't come in as a badass, as the, trying to beat up the cooler in the bar. And then, the Patrick Swayze character is going to punch her in the face.
Right.
Right? So it's going to be a problem. So that's why, in my opinion, they switched it to your hero in Conor McGregor.
I should play the
bad last guy. Night. Just shut up. Last night on Dana White's Contender Series, Bo Nickel.
Bo Nickel. I like the name. It's got a catchy name.
He is a three-time NCAA champion.
Okay.
From Penn State.
Oh, that's a stellar program.
Dominant.
Like Penn State puts out like wrestlers like a factory.
And he's the factory.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So we had him on at International Fight Week, which I think has been reposted, and it's on the YouTube channel at Knockout Space Radio. Victorious last night. He's now 2-0, managed by Malky.
Okay.
First round. Did not get a contract.
Oh, okay.
So Dana gave Fighter 2, Fighter 3, and Fighter 4 a contract, did not give Bo Nickels a contract, said that they're going to bring him back for one more contender fight.
Really?
I want your opinion. Well, I did want your opinion. You didn't see it, so you probably don't have an opinion. I don't think that there's any chance because of first round of him going to another organization. You want to go to the biggest, the best, whatever. Now, the people that are up in arms, who has he fought? He's 2-0.
Right.
His first fight lasted like 9 seconds. I think it was 30. Last night, it was like 12 seconds, which was really probably just over a minute.
Right.
Do you bring him in? Do you do another one of these?
I mean, it could be one of those things like, first-round draft picks in the NFL. I mean, you don't want to. If you got a star blue-chip player, if you're being managed by first round already, they might already have something structured that we don't know about that's not released yet. Like, you know, there might be a bigger contract or bigger opportunity to jump into the UFC that he couldn't give a contract on the Contender Series because it's just not in the parameters of the show.
Again, we don't know how all that works. But I would think Dana can give any kind of contract he wants to.
Yeah, I'm sure he could, but I mean, then it calls through legal, and he's got issues. You got to explain, and you got to worry about favoritism. And
speaking of issues, Bo should really watch what he's saying.
What is Bo saying?
Well, he's already claiming that he's the best. He's already claiming that nobody can touch him.
Well, you gotta hide yourself,
in his wrestling, I bet you there is nobody that can out wrestle him. There's a big difference between wrestling and jiu-jitsu, and there's a big difference between him standing up against maybe Israel.
Well, I think, he hasn't been tested, obviously, so we don't know. You got to have your own confidence, your own internal confidence.
I get it.
Get into the sport. And since you brought up the jiu-jitsu and you talk about the greatest, maybe one of the legends of all time, did you hear about Leonardo Lowe, the Brazilian jiu-jitsu 8-time world champion who was executed by a police officer in Sao Paulo this week? So it goes along with the whole, if you are big and bad and present yourself as being this tough guy.
Guns don't care.
There's a lot of tough guys in the cemeteries.
Well, yeah, and that's, everybody's always said that about, I know jiu-jitsu. Well, jiu-jitsu is not going to stop a bullet.
That's true.
I don't care how many kung fu Bruce Lees you do.
That's a different sport.
I understand that. It's not a different sport. It's street.
Yeah, right, that's true.
That's the sport of street.
But he was Wing Chun and Wing Wang.
Wang Tung, isn't that a band or something?
Wang Tung is the city.
It's a yellow shirt with a weird.
Yes, it was from the city of Wang Tung. Everybody Wang Tung to me.
Exactly.
But it shows you that, you have to have this confidence. You have to be outward. Conor McGregor, you have to be this, bigger than life personality. But in the real world, one person, one guy who's jealous of your success, your fame, your talk, can actually lead to the end of your life, and that's tragic.
All right, before I forget, I don't know what you have on the TV right now, what channel that is.
That looks like Sandlot.
It very well could be.
Or Big Bad News Bears, or one of those, kid.
Tell me if baseball. I'm wrong. And I told the guy on the Book of Face, I believe it was in an autograph chat room, the guy's name is, and I think that's him right there, Thomas Ian Nichols.
Okay.
I believe he's the guy that became, the pitcher of the Cubs. As a 12-year-old?
I was in The Sandlot, the Sandlot movie.
Is that Sandlot?
I think so.
No, I think that's a different movie.
Is it?
I think he's in Sandlot as well.
Is he related to Bo Nichols?
So he's at an autograph signing.
Okay.
Okay, and he's signing, and I don't know if this must not have been the paid portion. Okay. So a guy went up and got an autograph from him. Then later, he went back up to him to thank him for being cool, down to earth, and whatever.
He's an actor.
This the actor.
So what's he autographing? A movie ticket or a baseball?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
It does matter because we talked about it earlier. You got the memorabilia that you actually signed.
For the sake of the story, it doesn't matter.
Fine.
Okay. So the actor, whoever Thomas Ian Nichols is.
Bo's cousin.
Thanked him for coming back and then says, would you like me to sign something else?
Okay.
Okay. The commoner says, no, I just came to thank you. Allegedly, and he supported this, allegedly, the actor then said, that's good, because these leeches that come out of nowhere to come get autographs really tick me off.
Oh, see, why do they have to be mean to you? I wouldn't let that happen if I was there.
What are you talking
about? I would have protected you. Nobody calls you a leech, gets away with it in my house. I'm sorry, buddy. I wasn't there to save you.
I'm sorry that you're even in the chair across from me. My thing is, you offered to sign another autograph, and then you rip people that are coming to get your autograph.
He's not a real baseball player. He's an actor. Maybe he's just pretending to be a douche.
You may not make it to the next hour.
Oh, why? Because of a story about some guy that played a role but I just want to know what he's going to autograph.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Why does it matter?
If you're an actor, if you're portraying a movie, is it a prop of what you? I mean, it's got to be a baseball or a Cub hat.
Okay, say it's a baseball. Okay. If that's going to make you happy,
I'm just curious.
It's a baseball.
Okay.
What difference does it make? The guy said, "No, I'm cool. I just came to thank you."
How many times have you got mad at me for holding up a fist in a photo because I'm not an actual fighter? I'm not representing the right brand. He's not a real baseball player. He can't sign a real baseball.
That's not true. if you want to go down that stupid rabbit hole, then you would say maybe don't sign the sweet spot. Because the sweet spot is always
the sweet spot.
You are an idiot. No, let's go hit a quick break.
What's a sweet spot?
And I will be back with a new co-host when we return.
I don't know what the sweet spot is.
Brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. I'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is the Amazing Jonathan. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. Freeze frame!
What are your thoughts? Not that I really care about your thoughts at this point, but when you hear a liner, so far there's been at least two, Tommy Lasorda, who has passed away, the Amazing Jonathan, who has passed away. When you hear a liner or, you know, you hear an interview or somebody that has passed away, Olivia Newton-John, Leslie posted that I think of the top 12 songs right now on, I don't know if it's YouTube, iTunes, whatever, like 8 are hers. Is it kind of weird, like a week in, 2 weeks in? I mean, Jonathan, I think, died last year.
I mean, do you want my honest opinion?
No, I want you to lie like you normally do.
Okay. I love this network. I look at those things as, wow, I'm really running out of time. And those people, like, built their legacy early in life, and they got to enjoy the benefits of being paid to do appearances and meet and greets and autograph sessions and go to, like, special events and Super Bowls and things. And I'm like, you know what? I'm running out of time. I got to build my legacy so I can enjoy that same kind of lifestyle. And so it motivates me. It keeps me hungry to you know, because when I'm doing autograph signings, I want to sign body parts as well.
What an idiot. He goes from being almost serious to...
I am serious. Like, I literally look at my life. I'm like, man, I'm 46. These people are passing away in their 50s, 60s. She was 73, I think, Olivia. You know, time is short. Life is short, and I'm going to maximize. I'm not just resting on my laurels from 10 years ago.
It might be a good time to start now.
I am starting.
Go try to figure out your legacy
now. You know what's funny is I'm 1 pound away from what I weighed at the end of the original pizza diet 13 years ago. And the finalized...
That's just because you can't afford food.
Well, because I'm running away from responsibility. That's cardiovascular.
Yes, it is.
So, but I'm reversing the hands of time. I mean, in life, everybody wants to find the fountain of youth and go backwards. And right? I mean, do you ever look at your life and like, man, I wish I could go back and do X again?
No, I've never thought of it. And over the last year, I would never want to go back in time. I don't want to live through this more than I have to.
What, the COVID?
No, just the country, the world. COVID was all right. I didn't have a problem with it. You know, I have a problem that it affected a lot of people and a lot of people passed away from it and that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not you. I'm not being an idiot. But COVID was all right, you know, for me personally. You know, so I didn't travel as much. I was fine with that. You know, I stayed in the house. If I never leave my house, I'm fine with that. On and on and on. All right, so a couple more things. Do I really need to go and explain to you again what a sweet spot is on a baseball?
Well, I want to know more about the unwritten rule of you're not allowed to sign the sweet spot if you're not a manager or an owner or somebody.
No, I don't even think it's an owner. The sweet spot is for the manager of the team.
And it's an unwritten rule.
Yeah, I believe it's an unwritten rule that you get fined for. I hate them. I hate them. But like a lot of times, and I remember this vividly, and I've explained the sweet spot story with you with Carlton Fisk and the whole nine yards. But if a kid goes to a ball player at what's that dump called on First Avenue South?
The Tropicana.
So if a kid is at a game and he goes to a player and hands him the ball and says, you know, would you sign on the sweet spot? The player is supposed to say no. And then a lot of times what would happen is the kid or the adult would say, no, you're the only one I'm putting on the ball. And then he will do it. Because if you take a baseball, you used to, back when I worked for the Cardinals and whatever, in today's world, who knows. If you took a ball and you got it signed by whoever, name a big name, A-Rod, first name that came to mind, okay? A-Rod signs the sweet spot. And then you take it to the manager of the Yankees, A-Rod will now get fined. Because that spot is reserved for the manager. And you're right, that's unwritten, but that's how a lot of these sports work with unwritten rules as it is.
Would they still fine you if you pulled out some white out? Just painted it. And they're like, there you go. I would want at least half credit.
Your comedy's awful.
How much is the fine for?
Who knows?
We talk about Caleb Bitnock money. You know, rookie dinners going out, spending $100,000 and Louis the 13th bottles. And like,
it depends on who it is. Who knows? It's up to, I guess, the manager, what he wants to fine. You know, when I worked for the Cardinals, they typically got fined in beer.
Okay,
you know, cases of beer that went into the manager's office.
Is it true they had a water fountain with just beer?
Not here.
It's out of the
I doubt.
But
matter of fact, the manager of the Cardinals back then was from St. Pete.
Oh, really?
Went to Bogusiega High School. Yes, he did. All right, a retirement. Do you want to talk about a retirement, a should-be retirement, or your tough winners?
You're talking about Uriah Hall?
Uriah Hall retired.
Another retirement.
All right, Smarty. Who should be retiring? And I've always said, who am I?
Oh, Sam
who
Alvey.
Are you? Sam Alvey.
Sam Alvey. Oh, I love Sam.
I know you do.
His personality is amazing. He's my boy. But it's time. It's time.
Since 2017, and again, I've always said, who are you, who am I, who are we to tell somebody not to go out and make a living?
Sure.
Since 2017, Sam Alvey is 3-10-1.
Yeah.
Since 2018, check out this record, he's 8-0-1.
Oof. Yeah, that's a tough way to make a paycheck.
I mean, but it's a paycheck that you're used to making in the right way that you're making it.
And he does have 7 kids or something. I mean, he's got a large family.
Well, you need to do what you need to do to
do
whatever
you got to do. But his personality will carry him far in life, and people want to, you know, learn from him and train with him, and he'll be a great coach and mentor, and, you know, he's awesome.
But you don't make money that way.
You do. I mean, in coaching, I mean, coaches make a percentage of your prize money.
Some.
Well, you're supposed to. I mean, who doesn't?
Greg Jackson.
He doesn't make.
Greg Jackson, what he did do, and this is from Greg Jackson's mouth, he told me this, was he doesn't have a contract. He's, you know, pay what you want.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like Bon Jovi. This is the new wave thing. It just, whatever's worth to you, it's worth to me. I like this.
Well, you know, and it's funny. I've seen that. Like, I've seen some things. Well, just pay whatever you want. All right, I don't want to pay at all.
I'm sure they
some have done
budget that in.
Yeah. No, some have done that. Big, tough finales.
Yeah.
You know, the big underdog. Both underdogs won.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, Miller had been on the show 2 or 3 times. Usman had been on the show. And big ups. He is now one of my favorite people, Muhammad Usman.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. A, he's a cool dude.
Great guy.
I have been posting regularly, and I'm sure eventually it'll come out why. It's not out yet, but it will. Loyalty is everything.
Yeah.
And Derek Jeter on his 30 for 30 thing, he said loyalty one way is stupidity, and I'm going to start living by that.
Is that why you call me stupid all the time?
Because you are. So Usman wore Caleb's gear
yeah.
on Wednesday as he was warming up, Then when they showed the fight on Saturday.
Walking into the arena.
When he was walking in with Kamaru, he's in the gear again.
Unbelievable.
Anything that dude wants, so, I got his back.
So cool.
And we talked about it. You know, I called him Wednesday after the show when I saw it. And we talked about it. And he said, loyalty means everything to him. And, you know, Caleb and him are from the same, you know, country. And
yeah, same area, same village.
I've got his back. Yeah. And so after Kamaru fights in 2 weeks, you're going to like how I weaseled into this one. We're going to have a four-way conversation.
Okay.
Kamaru, Muhammad, Caleb, and I.
Oh.
Because Caleb wanted, and he made the offer before, he wants to get involved with the Usmans in doing some things back in Nigeria.
Oh, that's cool.
And I told Muhammad the only way I'm going to set it up is if I go.
Yeah. Well, do you need a pizzeria guy?
No.
Pizza guy? No. Like Bon Jovi will wash dishes?
No.
We'll come together. There's six of us.
So a very big ups to Muhammad.
It's awesome.
I was very happy for him. I liked Zach, too.
And I didn't know about his daughter or his son,
his
Mash.
Son. Yeah.
Drowned, passed away.
You know why you didn't know?
Because
you didn't watch The Ultimate Fighter.
Well, yeah, I don't watch that. And I don't do research. Right. And I don't even have a phone.
We talked about that. You know, and nobody can ever understand what other people go through.
Yeah.
Okay? And I told Muhammad that. I said, I can relate. I don't know what you went through. I can relate because of our tragedy.
Right.
And so I kind of, you know, got closer to him when he told the story about his son and that he does this in his son's honor. And so we had a really nice conversation. I really liked the guy. It doesn't hurt that I'm really good friends with his brother as well.
And that knockout was like picture perfect.
It truly was.
I mean, the power, like from the jab, from the hook, and then the.
And that just goes to show underdogs. See, what people don't realize, mainly people like you.
Yeah.
When you're the underdog, all that means is money is being bet on the other person.
Sure.
You're not necessarily the underdog.
Right.
It's all these buffoons that are sure you're not going to win.
Right.
And then they try to even it out because they want to basically break even on the bets so that they win on the put on the what is it called?
Parlay.
Well, no, it's the gig, the renege, I forget what the word is. You know, which is the 10%, you know, that the casino takes back.
Right, right.
And so that's all really, you know, the underdog, you know, is. And so yeah, I was definitely happy for him. I felt bad for Zach, but I was really happy for Muhammad. I was really happy for Gianna. And
yeah, she looked dominant. I mean, I was like, man, when are they gonna like call this fight? Like, let her go. Like, she was putting it on her. And yeah, Brogan looked good. I mean, they were there. She was a tough fighter, but man, it was just meant to be.
I'm excited to see what happens for both of them.
Yeah,
you know, moving forward, how soon? You know, will they both fight again? Will Muhammad? How cool would this be? Muhammad be on not obviously Kamaru's fight. In 2 weeks,
right?
But the next fight, if he's on that card,
yeah,
that would definitely
with
be cool.
Izzy have a whole Nigerian card.
No, just those two. That's fine. Izzy's going to be in New York,
and I think like Dana said, they're building a performance institute in Africa, right? Are they building one over there to cultivate that region of the
Smart.
World to you know encourage fighters and build training camps and offer resources?
I like how Kamaru dropped. I believe this is the first time brothers won the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
Like, of course, it is the first time.
Of course.
You know, we all know that. So, yeah, very, very good stuff. We'll get Muhammad on hopefully in the next couple of weeks. We were going to have a surprise guest today.
Oh. Wow.
I didn't get back to them quick enough. So, I believe it has been moved to next week.
Okay.
Next week, it's not Batman, but it's Superman. Superman will be on this show next week. Why do you look befuddled?
I'm trying to think who it could be. Dean Cain?
Dean Cain will be on next week, yeah.
So he's promoting the movie with Clayton?
No, he's not promoting anything.
Well, you know he was in the movie with Clayton, the greatest coach ever. Like, and it's a Christian-based movie about God being the greatest playmaker of all time and guiding people's lives.
I don't know if that's true. Brady is.
And Clayton pulled the, you know, he was the star running back or the football player in the movie, and then Dean Cain was the coach. And yeah.
Yeah, Superman will be on next week.
That's cool.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, like I said, I dropped the ball. I didn't confirm until yesterday.
Because the other Superman is the reason I don't ride a horse.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's probably the smartest move ever done.
Well, I used to go horseback riding, and then I remember I fell off, and I got drugged by the stirrup. And then thankfully, they unplugged the machine from the Walmart. So I almost died. I almost died on that thing.
Can I publicly call you an idiot again? is there an over-under on how many times I can call you an idiot?
Thanks for the loyalty. I mean, just like when you call me knucklehead, that's a term of endearment, according to the MMA community.
Is it really?
That's what we discovered on the interview, remember?
Then I will never call you that again.
Well.
All right, 1 hour down of this treacherous hour.
Beautiful.
I got to do another hour with this moron.
There's no reason to even edit this film.
We will be back. At least I will. I don't know if I'm going to bring Matt back. Tune in to find out.
We will.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.